we highly recommend you go back and listen to part one and two to really appreciate this story.
These veterans that I've talked to who are 100 years old, talk to them. Yeah. Ask the person who got shot through the face on Okinawa and was left for dead, or the person who was surrounded by 10,000 Chinese in Korea and how he survived. Talk to them about God. They know.
Welcome to the American Grown Podcast, hosted by Austin Sullivan. The American Grown Podcast will focus on people from different walks of life and their journey to where they are now. Now, turn up your volume and settle in for a great episode.
This is the American Grown Podcast, recorded inside the ColorTech Creative Solutions Studios. This episode is brought to you by these sponsors.
Navigating the college journey can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. At College Knowledge Foundation, we're here to guide students and families every step of the way. From choosing the right college to crafting standout essays and understanding financial aid, our virtual sessions and free consultations provide the tools you need to succeed. Join the growing community of students and families who've discovered how to take control of their college journey. Visit College Knowledge Foundation to learn more, book a session, or explore our free resources today.
A&M Pizza, authentic Italian food made with the finest quality ingredients, proudly serving the Lebanon and Lancaster area since 1980. Stop by their Campbelltown location today. You'll be happy you did. Haynes Auto Detailing, run by owner Josh Haynes, offers a professional service that is sure to have your vehicle shining from wheel to wheel. My wife and I both trust Josh with our personal vehicles, and believe me, with two kids, the back seats tend to look like a hot mess. But after a trip to Haynes Auto Detailing, the vehicles look better than brand new, both inside and out. Message Haynes Auto Detailing on Facebook or call 717-679-3673 to get your vehicle looking right today. Are you in the mood for getting out of your house this evening? Head over to Boyer's Tavern in Rexmont, PA. They have appetizers, soups, salads, wings, mouth-watering burgers, sandwiches, and many other entrees to choose from. Proper food and drinks made by slightly improper folks. Head over to Boyer's Tavern today or give them a call at 717-450-4063.
One of the things that I've been looking at is the why do people go into the military? And a lot of times it's because society today doesn't really have a rite of passage, especially for young men. And it's a way for someone to actually have that rite of passage. But what that means is you're changed. And there's also a need for the connectivity that you get on a team. That's why the term tribe is used, because you're really bonded. And in the military, it's literally life and death. Mm-hmm. So you're really closely bonded to these people. And so that's one of the reasons why I think that the people who really have that need for the connection go in to begin with. And that is ultimately makes it harder when they get out. And so the transition out is really hard. And that's where we're really working on. But to go back to what Shani was talking about, as far as what we offer, it's, there's a lot of organizations that do similar things that want to help veterans, but many of them are one dimensional. They might have mental health or employment. Right. But what we want to do is be more of an umbrella organization. And, you know, if we can help someone by networking to begin with, we can find out what they need. There's a huge number of veterans who own businesses in this area and would be more than happy to help with the employment. There are many opportunities for education. There's all kinds of things that we can do to help. But the first thing to do is to get them together and bring them in and start talking to the individuals. And then on the mental health side, I wanted to throw this in. We talked about sitting around the fire. If you take 10 veterans random from across the country and put them in a fire and let them talk, we would probably all get put away if someone's listening right. who was not a veteran.
I was going to say, oh, yeah.
But the 10, the 10 who are there will be laughing about it.
Right.
It's part of what you right? have to do to cope yeah. with the fact that someone that you were sitting next to yesterday is dead today. Is part of it is just kind of a dark humor. And that makes it hard to get, if you have someone who is listening to you, who's a, maybe a counselor or therapist, that hears that and doesn't get your where you're coming from, then that's where the things get off. And one of the things I think we're going to try to do is if someone is a veteran who gets brought in, that they get kind of a second opinion from someone who understands veterans.
Right.
So your typical therapist might not. And it's like, what did you say? And then they'll be like, oh, yeah, I know what you meant by that.
Right.
And give them that chance to avoid the situation that, you know, Shana talked about and many of the people that I know have talked about where they were involuntarily committed for something that really wasn't in my mind. I would have listened to it. I would have laughed. I would have said, that's pretty
right.
funny.
You
know?
Right. Yeah.
I know you didn't mean it like that.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
that's just something that veterans say. And maybe help separate that from the people who really do need the help. So I think that's something that we are trying to get to.
With the legislation.
Yes, that's part of the legislation that we yeah. were trying to get, is that step one will be, let's not make things worse by accessing the mental health system in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, and I'll give it back to you, but just a shameless plug, right? So on the website for intercedingfoundation.org, at the top, there's a little link to this survey that we've been working on. It's an anonymous survey. It's gone through the process to be a weighted survey. So that way the responses are actually looked at as, hey, we did the proper procedures. We didn't try to persuade anybody anyway. But we need to gauge this. And the numbers are pretty staggering based off of the people that we currently have
yeah.
that have filled it out. Some of them are very hard to read. Like I said, it's anonymous, so we don't know who actually filled them out. But we do know that it went to the military first responder audience. But what Bruce was saying is part of the legislation that we're looking at is getting either like a second opinion if they're going to try and send them there, or when they have that moment that they have the choice. Right. So yeah. like, hey, you either get ward of the state or you say that you've got problems and still go to the same place
yeah.
that unless there's yeah. And we have we're trying to work through what some of the regulations are. But what we would like is to have these partnerships with some of these retreats and things that do stuff with veterans. And if there's some with first responders, which we've found aren't as plentiful, but to be able to say, hey, you have to go somewhere. How about you go to this place that's not going to record you? They're not going to get medication or anything. And you just go and you spend time with other veterans for the 72 hours. If you decide you don't want to go there and you want to leave, you're going to have to go back to that facility.
Yeah.
But at least give them a chance to not have record of being taken to a hospital or the chance to lose the red flag. But of course, there would be things like, hey, you can't have like a prior assault charge or something like that. But right. it would help lessen, one, the load that the hospitals have to take.
Yeah.
But it will also help hopefully lower the number of the 22 a day by having, hey, I'm reaching out for help. And they're like, oh, how about you go hang out with friends
yes,
that
yeah.
get what you're going through? That sounds like a completely different
right, right.
scenario. So yeah. anybody who's interested, if you just go to intercedingfoundation.org and fill out that survey, that is going to help us with this type of legislation.
Yeah, and I will put the link in the show notes.
Awesome.
That way it's easy for everyone to access.
Yeah. Thank you.
And that'll be on Spotify and on all the listening platforms. But yeah, Bruce.
Last thing I want to talk about
yeah.
is one of the things besides the connection that you get in the military is a sense of purpose. Literally a high purpose.
I've heard others
and
talk
you,
about it. Yep.
When you leave, yeah. you might be having a job, but it's not necessarily same. The same thing. And I'm gonna plug something else that I do.
Go for it, please.
Because
yeah.
I stumbled into this 2.5 years ago. I've done interviews with veterans of World War II and the Korean
wow.
War. They're 100 years old. I've done about 25 or 26. There's another woman who does that with me. And The name of the YouTube site is called It's About Service.
Okay.
Because we listen to their war story, and then we listen to their life story. And their life story is, I served for a year and a half, I got wounded, and I got sent home. Then what'd you do? I raised a family, I went back to work. But I also became the Boy Scout leader, the baseball coach, the youth leader at the church. I became the mayor, I became the commissioner. And it's astonishing that the people who have that mentality that went through the war came back, and what did they do with the rest of their life? They had a meet. They had to do something. It was almost like becomes compulsive.
Yeah.
And if you don't have something like that to gravitate towards, then you no longer have the purpose. And almost every single one, in addition to being into physical fitness, these guys are 100 years old. They still go to the gym. That's another big one.
Wow.
But they had some big purpose in life beyond their military service. Mm-hmm. And I think that really plays in to what we've been talking about, is you've got to have something to strive for and some purpose. And I think that we can help with that as well.
And what's the YouTube?
The YouTube channel is called It's About Service.
It's About Service. Okay. I'll find that link and I'll put that in the show notes as well, because I'm big, anything that supports first responders, veterans, military, and spreads the word and, you know, educates people, I'm all about, because I do believe, like you mentioned, growing up, Bruce, in a, you know, small town where, you know, American flags line the sides of the streets. Mm. It's a shame that as a country, in my opinion, is my humble opinion, that we're not, I feel like we're getting more away from that. Mm. And it's more, you know, you see more flags being burned and things of that I would never think of, you know, and it's just like, you know, you go into the service because you want to serve your country. That's your purpose. You create a tribe, right? You find like-minded brothers that you bond with, and then you come out, you lose that brotherhood, you know, and you lose that sense of purpose. But now it's finding a sense of purpose within the community. How can I take what I've learned in the service and better the community, better my family, better the people around me? But then also, I love the concept of sitting around a fire pit, you know, or anything, a camp, because I'm thinking of my buddies, you know, we all get together around a fire, you know, you get things off your chest and you rebuild that tribe-like feeling, that mentality. And, right. you know, at the end of the day, sure, you might not solve the world's problems, but maybe you helped, you know, your friend or your brother figure something out in life. You know, they're going through a difficult time. So I definitely think you're all on the right path with what you're doing, and I'm looking forward to following it on social media and seeing what you all do. But yes, I'll put those links, those two, definitely down below. I do want to mention, like, how can people donate, whether it's monetary or their time? Where can they go and how can they donate, things like that?
Yeah, so on the intercedingfoundation.org website, there is a contact us where you can let us know what your interests are. If you want to be part of the events themselves, you want to volunteer, you want to donate. So right now we are doing what we call the minimum value proposition, which is our big picture is having a full retreat center. And so right now we're doing fundraising to get a full center where we can have a gym, we can have short stays, so that way people could stay the 72 hours to be safe.
Yeah.
Or if they just need a little more time to unwind, we're looking at having fishing, hopefully hunting on the property, things like that, gardening, getting people to learn new skills. So that's all encompassed of what we're looking for the big. But what we're doing right now is we're focusing on smaller events. So we have, like, we had the gun range night, we had a hatchet throwing night, we had a resource night, we do campouts. We're actually getting ready to do another campout with the Veteran Coalition, and we also have fundraiser cookouts that we do that's open for the family, for everybody to come. So those are really great nights. I just want to make sure that we're clear on who we do serve. Even though we do focus on veterans, first responders, and when I say veterans, active and non-active duty, we also want to make sure that there are a lot of people who've been injured in training, or people who haven't served for longer than 4 years or haven't had some major incident. We don't have a restriction, and we understand that some do, and that's why some people don't follow through. I know, like, even some larger nonprofits, they stop at a certain year. Like if you haven't served from 9/11 or, you know, later, mm-hmm. if it's earlier, you don't get included. We are not like that. We do try to have events that include everybody for every age and of every capacity. And we want you to know if you have served, like we want to be here to support you, whether you only had a couple weeks in boot camp and then you got injured or something like that. The fact that you were willing to sign up to sacrifice your life.
100%.
You yeah. know, things happen yeah. and injuries happen, but there's trauma that comes out of that. And there's still people that want to connect with you because you've gone through that process of decivilization. What do they call that? civilian life.
Yeah,
you become
words
like
aren't coming, but yeah, I know what you mean.
You become yeah. like you become that warrior, and when they take that civilian out of you, like Bruce said earlier, they never teach you how to get it back.
Yeah,
and so. We want everybody to be here, and we do have events that are specifically for veterans, specifically for first responders, but we also have events that include their spouses or their family, and then we have community because that's the whole point is getting the purpose and finding what that purpose is.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the event coming up in June?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we have partnered with Triple Cross Farms that is out in Pine Grove. It's 1549 Sudeberg Road and in Pine Grove. And what it is it's a fundraiser cookout. It's a free event. You can come and enjoy yourself. There is there'll be hamburgers and hot dogs, some chips, things like that you can purchase. All those proceeds actually go to foundations that help veterans, first responders. And this year we're actually helping first foster children as well. So kind of going off of what Bruce said, getting that camaraderie. Mm-hmm. But this is a great event. They have a water trampoline. There's a lake that you can swim in. They play volleyball. They have yard games. We also have slip and slide. And I know that they're working on a special something that hopefully there will be more than just a helicopter flyby, but I can't give away anything quite yet. That'll be posted. You have to keep an eye out for that.
Keep an eye on your social medias.
Yeah. So, like I said, Triple Cross Farms, you can go through the interceding website or you can go on the Facebook where they have Interceding Foundation Facebook. We do have that event posted there where you can say that you want to come. Like I said, it's a free event. There is no alcohol. It is an alcohol-free event. It is not a BYOB. It is a alcohol-free event.
Yeah.
yeah. So
nothing wrong with that.
But it can be completely enjoyed exactly. with the family.
I love that. Fun for all. Yeah.
Yes.
Bruce, please, yeah.
If we're getting close to wrapping up, there's one thing I can't avoid.
Go for it.
And that is to talk about faith. It is a huge part of what we're doing. And, you know, Shane and I share a similar faith experience. And all of the people that we work with, once you start talking to them and they'll talk about their struggles, and then I found God, and that's where things turned around. And that is such a huge part that's underlying everything we've talked about and everything that we do mm-hmm. is our belief in God and the ability to overcome these challenges. And that's something that we don't always talk about openly, but it's definitely a huge part of what we're doing. And when these veterans that I've talked to who are 100 years old, talk to them.
Yeah.
Ask the person who got shot through the face on Okinawa and was left for dead, or the person who was surrounded by 10,000 Chinese in Korea and how he survived. Talk to them about God.
Yeah.
They know. And to a man, they will say, there's only one way I got through this. And that has, and the people who have dealt with their trauma as well are realizing that. So I want to make sure that that's just part of the conversation that mm-hmm. we really didn't start off with that, but that's really underlying everything we've done and talked about.
And it's treating people with respect. So it's not that you have to be a believer to come. Not that you have to, you know, we aren't going to force our faith and belief on to you, but understanding like we took principles of treating people with respect, treating them with dignity from all walks of life, because at the end of the day, I mean, even in some of our past events, we've had homeless veterans come out. And, you know, we did our best to be able to connect them with like food sources and things like yeah. that. You know, we've partnered with other nonprofits that give food, and based off of our networks, they've been able to work with different food banks that they didn't have access to before. So we're not, I want to make sure, like, we're not in competition. We want to build a network because everybody is serving a different piece of the puzzle. We're just trying to get the glue overcoming so that way when veterans come out, they know that there's a place that they can go to hopefully get that information, because that's one of the things with not just being spiritually lost. There's being lost when you come out. I mean, we've in our meeting conversations, one of our Marines was sharing with us, like, he joined when he was 18. And then when he got out, it's like, oh, he's never had to get a loan. He's never had to do this. And, you know, all the things that we in civilian realm learn by the time that we're 20 and 30 years old,
right.
depending when they get out of the military, they may have never had to have this experience because everything's been issued to them and provided for them mm-hmm. in that type of sense. And it's like, wow, like, what do you do when you leave? And not only do you not have that support that you're used to having all the time in active duty, but then, like, where do you go? And it's amazing that even still today, I get phone calls, hey, do you know somebody who can help me here, help me connect there? And, like, I've sent, I just want to do a shout out to Erica Moore from the DMVA, because she has done some really great stuff to help our veterans to kind of connect with some of the things through the VA system.
Good, good, yeah.
She's more based out in Lebanon, so I feel like that's a good time to say thank you for all the help you've done for us. But it's a matter of like networking and connecting people and making sure that, hey, they find that. But if you are searching, going back to the faith-based, if you're searching, like, we'd love to talk to you, but we are not going to force our beliefs. We just want you to know that you will be treated with dignity and you will be loved on to the best that we can love on you.
Yeah. And I love that you mentioned faith, because so many guests that have sat in your same seats have mentioned it. And it's good to hear, you know, and it's good to see that there's people out there, and you're not that you're forcing it, but it's like, you're open about it. I mean, I thank God every day I wake up, mm-hmm. you know, because you're alive. You know what I mean? It's another day. It's another day to live. And I tell people all the time, one day at a time, especially during COVID, that was a rough time for business owners and families and stuff. Look, one day at a time. You wake up, it's a good day. It's a real good day. So one day at a time. That's how I look at it. How can our listeners connect with you on the interwebs, right? We mentioned intercedingfoundation.org, the website. But how about like Instagram or Facebook or TikTok? Where can they find you?
We have Instagram and we have Facebook. All of them are /intercedingfoundation.
Okay. And then before we close out, is there anything else you'd like to talk about that I might not know or might have forgotten? I know we've covered a lot. We've covered a lot, which is good. It's been a great episode. Definitely going to be a two or maybe even the first three-part episode. But anything else that you both like to cover?
I would just like to reiterate on the legislation. I know we kind of slid that in there, but it's so important for us to get the stories. And even if you don't want to share your story, if you can share with us resources that you feel will be helpful, because we want to make sure that we're providing what people need, not what we think they need. And coming from a civilian perspective, I have really leaned on all of my military friends, and I am so thankful for every one of them that have been willing to like share their stories and hear like, hey, this helped me, this helped me, this, you know, would be a suggestion on where to go. You know, one of the things that was the actual first one, I think it's almost 10 years ago. It was 2016. So, the first event after I had people ask me to do speeches, I had veterans come up and say, hey, do you know any resources that are non-reports? So we are a non-report, because we technically have a ministry, it allows us to have some sort of confidentiality protections. just putting that out there. That's kind of like the church faith ministry portion of it. But secondly, is that they were asking for resources, and I stumbled on this trauma release exercise. And, you know, the gentleman told me it was all God. If you want a God story and bring me back, I'll tell you all about that, of how all this came to fruition. But the long story short is, this gentleman came out. He trains military active duties after, like, combats. His name's Dr. Burselli. And he taught this TRE. He flew out from California at no cost. He did ask me to open it up for first responders, because originally it was just for veterans. And that's when I realized, oh, first responders are dealing with their drone.
Yeah.
And he had multiple providers come out. And he, at the end of the event, he said, the fact that you had 40 people show up to this is amazing, because that means that they had to admit that they either struggled with PTSD or they struggled with something, and that they were looking for help, and that they trusted you enough to come out.
Yeah, says a lot. Yeah.
So the fact that, like, so many people, and this was out in Mannheim, so this was like Timbuktu from where I advertised it, and to have that many people show up for this free event was just really astonishing. But then that's when we learned, like, hey, hearing what works for you can help other people, because this was an event that was shared with me, or the trauma release exercise was shared with me from somebody else that I had never heard of, it because it was all West Coast. But because somebody shared it, we had people sign up to learn how to do it, to be providers. And we've had other military and first responders come out and actually be able to learn it and teach other people. So it's so important that even if you don't want to share your story, if you can share what works, so that way we can make sure we have connections with it, we can make it available and make suggestions for other people. So again, that legislation survey button's at the top, or you can just contact us if you don't want to do the story.
Perfect.
That would be it.
Bruce?
I'd just like to thank you for the opportunity to get our story out. Shane and I have talked about what is our elevator speech that we can tell someone in a minute. And it's not a minute. Apparently, it's an hour and 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever this has
been. We're almost on 2 hours.
So, this okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, but yes, really please. Appreciate the opportunity.
You're very welcome.
Because it's a very complex story. And
thank you.
To actually sit down and dig in is really helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You two are both always welcome back. You know, we might have to run it back at some point. But it's been great meeting you both and learning your stories. And what you all are doing is really amazing, you know, for everything that you cover. So if you're good, I'll wrap it up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
Yep,
all right.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Shana and Bruce, president and honorary board member of Interceding Foundation, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. To see photos of today's guests and more content, just search American Grown Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.
If you'd like to be a featured guest on the podcast, please direct message or email Austin at americangrownpod@gmail.com.
This episode was brought to you by these sponsors.
Modern Gent Customs is your go-to for all your custom apparel and headwear needs. From individuals to businesses, with no minimums or design fees ever, inquire today at info@moderngentcustoms.com.
Cleona Coffee Roasters is a small batch coffee roastery and coffee shop. Veteran and first responder owned, community oriented, and roasted fresh to order. Now open inside 911 Rapid Response, Anvil, PA. Go to CleonaCoffeeRoasters.com to order online, see updated hours, and find where you can buy it close to you.
Hostler Engraving is your local source for unique, quality-driven laser-engraved gifts for all occasions. Place an order today by visiting our Facebook page at Hostler Engraving. You won't be disappointed.
Are you in the mood for some mouth-watering Italian dinners? Homemade bread, cheese steaks, hot subs, cold subs, salads, sides, and of course, delicious pizza? Look no further than Angelo's, located at 1032 South 5th Ave, Lebanon. Call 717-273-8579 to place your order now. Triggered 22 LLC, a veteran-owned apparel company. By purchasing a t-shirt, hat, or hoodie from Triggered 22, you're not only supporting a small business, but you're bringing awareness to veteran PTSD and suicide. Please help save the lives of those who fought for our freedoms. Visit triggered22.com now and place your order. Let's help those suffering from invisible wounds.